We're the farm station, all ag, all day. Ran into Megan Eckhart with West Texas A&M University. Great to see.
Hello, it's great to see you, and I'm happy to be here.
Okay, we're at CattleCon 24 in Orlando, and West Texas has a booth here. What's the purpose behind the booth here?
Well, ultimately at WT, we do our best to have the best outreach within the ag industry, and we're trying to recruit the best of the best to the panhandle of Texas.
Well, speaking of recruiting, maybe they got one of the best when they brought you in, because you've just recently been named a scholarship award winner, right?
Yes, sir. So I am a WD Farr scholarship recipient here with NCBA and the National Cattlemen's Foundation. I'm happy to come and represent students from across the nation and ultimately cattle feeders as we move into the future.
Okay, a little of your background and how you ended up in Kenya.
Yeah, so it's actually funny. I'm not a cattle kid. I'm a sheep kid. But when I got into high school, as a freshman, I was recruited to judge meats for our FFA meat judging team. And from there, my kind of path or career took off. And so I was then recruited to the collegiate level to judge. And then from there, when I graduated with my bachelor's from Texas Tech, I was then recruited again to coach some judging teams throughout my master's and eventually my PhD at WT. So I'm the recent coach of the 2023 National Champion Meat Judging Team, and I'm working on my PhD with Dr. Ty Lawrence and Dr. Lonnie Luchek, and now Dr. Trent Schwartz to fulfill my PhD in meat science.
When you look at the new students that are coming in and their interest and what's really driving them, what is it that they're wanting to accomplish with their career and their degree through West Texas?
So I think at WT we really pull in a unique pool of students. It's exciting to see, because they come in and they want to work hands-on. They want to work with the industry. They want to work with people in the area. And so they come to us and they say, I want an education that I can work hands-on with these people, whether it's in the feedlot or in the packing plants. They know that we have the resources and the tools to set those students up for success and ultimately find their internship or career within the ag industry.
What's something that people might not know about West Texas A&M? For those who grow up around the university, they may be missing this one key point. It's the forest for the trees. What's one thing you think people don't know about?
So something really cool that I like to brag about, I'm probably biased because I am a meat science kid, but back in 2018, we built a brand new meat lab there at our Happy State Bank Ag building. And so we're happy to give anybody a tour, show them around, but we pump, thousands of pounds of product through that meat lab every year, hundreds of head of cattle by the time you look at a calendar year. And so we're very fortunate to use that both as a teaching tool, but then also serve the community and safe and high quality beef, pork, and lamb cuts to feed our community. And so we're very proud of this facility, and so we would love to share it with anybody in Canyon or surrounding areas.
Okay, so the next question is a two-part question. We're going to look both sides of the coin. We're going to look at challenges and opportunities that are coming down the road. So maybe challenges for just for the livestock industry in general, maybe, and then opportunities that you see, things that has Megan excited about the future. What are they?
So I have a couple of challenges that kind of surface to mind. Some of the discussion always is revolving around there's more people and less land, and trying to figure out how to continue to feed our communities, our country, and eventually the world. And so trying to find that sustainable and efficient manner and pumping out ag products, whether that's beef or that's grains or our produce, that's something that's really exciting, because it kind of presents us a problem that we get to find a solution to. And so ultimately we have to continue to eat. That's just the nature of humans, and so we're very fortunate to be a part of an industry that's not just meat science or ag, but the food industry and providing for our world. And so the opportunity that arises, there are so many opportunities within educational entities and commercial packing facilities or commercial ag industries that you can go and you can work for and be a leader and find a job and serve your communities. And so that's been really exciting to watch undergrads beneath me graduate and then move on and work into the field. And then eventually one day I'll get there when I graduate.
Well, Megan, it's so good to see you. Congratulations on the scholarship and good luck on your journey forward. Look to hearing about great things from you and West Texas in the future. Good luck.
Thank you very much, and go Buffs.
Megan Eckhardt is with West Texas A&M University from CattleCon 24 in Orlando, Florida. I'm Tony St. James on the Farm Station. We're all ag, all day.